You lay down on your bed. You're sitting in the dark, but you know where everything in your cell is by feel. Once they host you off in a converted barn. Now you have a shower stall with soap, and it is your job to always be clean. Now you have a shower stall with soap, and it is your job to always be clean. They trust you to handle it. And sometimes, when you've gotten too hard, too turned on, you find yourself under the lukewarm water, scrubbing your cock clean, groaning, but never coming. If one of the mistresses wanted to use you for release, they would never consent to wait until your dick recovered. When they want something, they want it now. It isn't like they can get pregnant, so they like the contrast between their cool bodies and your hot cum. They like to suck. They like the taste. So your cock needs to be clean now. You thought about it too much and found yourself under the water now. Water running off you, slowly cleaning your cock. Its pre-ejaculatory fluid had built up. Cleaner. Washed nice and clean for them. An image of beautiful eyes with long lashes. The iris glowing red. It fills your head. Clean for them. When you are clean, completely, blissfully clean, you towel down with the small rag. You needed to wash more dripping pre-cum off your penis right at the end, even, so you take it with you to absorb the arousal. You're aroused all the time. Half the arousing things you don't even remember. When you think about how you don't remember, sometimes you giggle, or drool, or almost cum. You remember more than enough things to make you come, if that was your goal. But you know better. They upgraded all of you, all of the cattle, to full beds. So once you are dry enough in the climate-controlled air of your cell, your corral, you lay down on that almost soft mattress. The bed is good. It makes it easier to rest your sore muscles after mandatory workouts. Or for them to bandage and give you transfusions after you've been roughly used during a rent-out. Your appreciation is simple. When you try to think higher-level thoughts, the image of those eyes in your head makes things slower and slower. Until there are no thoughts at all. And a handler might need to remind you to stop drooling on yourself and get ready for the next meeting. There's a toilet in here, a hatch in the door, and a little shelf for food. You think about that. It is different than it once was. Thoughts get slow. See beautiful eyes. Beautiful, pale women with glowing red eyes. Something about that. You lay back on the bed. In the softness. It doesn't matter. It feels so good all of the time. Some of your fellow cattle tried to escape recently. That's silly. You're laying there, throbbing. Between your legs is heat. Between your ears is soft, restful fluff. You remember the one from last night. The mistress from last night. Eyes red and aglow. So warm. So good to look right into them. You remember her white fangs in the dim candlelight of her private room here at the farm. Here at what has gradually shifted to become the blood resort. You once tried to struggle. Once resisted automatically. Now, just thinking of one of the mistresses makes you start to moan. You can't help it, but moaning is encouraged now. It makes for wonderful music for the new inductees being walked down the hallway in their half-conscious stupor and toward their cells. and the mistresses all love to hear it. Love to hear you, at least what's left of you. As you lay moaning, your hands sliding between your legs, to edge, but not to come, to edge your hard dick. You remember the glowing eyes of a procession of beautiful women, all biting deep, all training you hard. You moan for that. You hear a woman's voice outside, one of the handlers. You don't know their names. They'd only be offended if you called them by name anyway. It's already ready for you. Relax, newbie. The voice of one of the older handlers who teaches. Another, younger woman responds, and her voice sounds more stressed out, concerned. I fucked up this morning. I couldn't make them obey. Her senior responds patiently. No one can mesmerize perfectly right off the bat. No pun intended. You got turned, what, last week? You're here because you seemed on board so quick. No one gets it week one. I should be able to. I've always wanted to be like this, replies the younger woman. That's fucked up, newbie. We've all got hobbies, says the younger one offhandedly. The door to your room opens, and light streams inside. Two women. The older one has long black hair, and her skin is so white the light pools on it, clings to it. She is blinding to look at, and parts of your memory she has shaped tell you to look down and to get hard. She likes to ride. The other girl has short, blonde, cropped hair, and she looks energetic. The way she rushes into the room and looms over your bed with unnatural speed reinforces that. The dark-haired one follows more sedatedly, shaking her head at her junior's haste. You try to stand up. The short-haired blonde pushes on your chest, pushing you back onto the bed. That's right, take charge of it right away, says the handler. It. Yes, they refer to all the cattle that way. You have a penis, and you have veins. You have lips to lick them and kiss them, and you have a warm body for them to enjoy touching. But you are it now. Name and identity are gone, and even thinking that thought makes your penis stand as hard as it ever has. You lay perfectly still under her hand. She doesn't have to hold you down. You enjoy when she holds you down. Your stomach goes taut and your penis begins bouncing back and forth while you clench the base muscles, as the black-haired vampire trained you to do one evening. See? The suggestions are still there. Turn them on too much and it'll come and I won't get to have any fun. You mean we won't get to have any fun, right? Asks the younger one. You still in the belt, newbie? Yeah. The younger one sounds embarrassed. You need to get the libido under control or someone will trick you. Bloodlust and regular lust are pretty close together, and you might as well be a drugged-up teenager. Being newly turned makes you too horny. I know, but it's fucking hard to think straight. No wonder I couldn't do it this morning. All I could think about was fucking one of them. Being horny helps. You don't need to do much with this cow, but the others, you can turn them on to make their brains weak. If you're turned on, they'll sense it, and the trance will be hornier. Anyway, I can't unlock your belt, but I might let you suck the cock when I'm done with it. Ew, says the younger one, but you hear her breath catch in her throat. I'll show you how it works first, says the older one. All this time, the younger has been pinning you down to the bed, and you haven't been squirming, but your penis has been swinging back and forth. It feels so good. If you didn't have a rule in your head about it, you'd be coming already into the open air. You fantasize about how the dark-haired mistress would like that. Sometimes she ordered you to do it. Your cock is so hot. A cool hand wraps around it, and your attention is instantly on the dark-haired woman who just grabbed your penis. The blonde is standing back. She has one hand down her skirt, but you can see the glisten of metal from the chastity belts all new vampires have to wear to keep them from fucking the cattle all day. The white fangs of the older vampire holding your dick are on display, and then her eyes begin to glow. The pupils expand. Her eyes look so good. Oh, floating. The moment you see the red light, you are floating, drifting. Your cock gets harder. You can feel every individual vein reporting the contact of her fingers. Look into my eyes. Those words are for you, but you don't need the instruction. The red light is so warm and good. Floating like this is the best part of your day. The only parts of your body you can feel are your chest, where the blonde's cool hand pushed you down. She felt so strong. And your penis, where the dark-haired vampire is gripping and now jerking. This puts you right up against your limit. She could order you to come, and your cock would spurt its sticky cum onto her pale, cold hand. This one can only come when ordered, explains the vampire to her protege. But most of them would be squirting in their pants by now. It makes them pliable. You can get inside while they're coming. The more you turn them on, the easier it is to get a suggestion deep. Do I need to do that, though? Asks the younger one. No, you can mostly just abduct them, but sometimes it helps to smooth the situation, explains the older, slipping her dress off her shoulders with the hand that isn't on your penis. This lets her huge tits bounce into your vision. And now you're looking away from her eyes just a tiny bit. You're surprised you can do that. But then she says, you can even do fun things, like make this one treat your tits as equally mesmerizing. The blonde grunts, and you hear her rubbing her thighs together, letting out small moans, trying to grind on the inside of the chastity belt. Eventually, she reaches behind herself, and you can tell she's playing with her ass. Technically, that's forbidden too, newbie, explains the woman who is now leaning down to press her tits against your face. Pale skin, but pink nipples. Big and soft and laying right over your face. Your cock jumps in her hand. She laughs, and you feel the reverberation through those big boobs right on your face. But I get it. Come on, you can snuggle up to him. Strip off. Yes, says the blonde breathlessly from out of your sight. Everything is out of your sight through the big tits on your face. Warm, soft. You hear the blonde's skirt and t-shirt falling to the floor, but you're more focused on the tits sticking to your face. Cool, refreshing feelings compared to the heat and your dick spreading through your heavy hips. This is so good. You feel your thoughts going to some special other place where they can maybe come back later. There is a creak of bed springs as the petite blonde joins you and presses her barely there boobs against your shoulder. You feel the cool, curved metal of her chastity belt against your thigh. She humps you, and she gets no stimulation from it, but she's sniffing the nape of your neck, licking the spot where they usually bite you. You moan. The dark-haired one climbs on the bed, too, and it sags deeply under the weight of all three of you. She lets go of your cock, but you know what comes next. You tense your hips. She raises her boobs off your face and looks you in the eyes. Red, warm glow. The blonde is humping your thigh, rubbing smooth metal against you. Her small tits push on your shoulder. Her chin is resting against your cheek. She's breathing deeply with her face pressed into your hair, like she's hungry in every way a body can be. The dark-haired one has no clothes on now. She tossed her dress aside at some point. You see her pale but puffy pussy lips spreading over the tip of your cock, and feel it too. She snaps her fingers. Your attention darts back up to her eyes, though you can still see the tops of her boobs. Her long heaving breaths are making her shake. She drops her hips. Your cock is engulfed in warm, wet pussy, the part of her that is closest to normal human temperature. Still cooler than a human's sex. She squeezes incredibly tight around the base of your cock once her hips drop. This is good, because you're moaning, crying out. The blonde begins to shake. Her eyes are shut tight. You know, because there was a flash of red. The one riding you begins to speak. You feel only my pussy. See only my eyes. Your cock and my pussy. Your eyes staring into mine. You feel it. You're just a cock. And your eyes. Your brain. The blonde. The bad. Fading away. Drifting away like clouds. Soft, soft thoughts, but your cock is so hard. The blonde is panting, and from the way her chin is resting on top of your head, you know she's watching her friend ride your cock. But you just feel your cock buried in warm, squeezing muscles. The bottom part of your dick is stuck in a ring of tightly squeezing muscle just inside the vampire's pussy. She's keeping your cum locked off. You're lucky. It's hard to resist when one of your handlers wants you to come, yet wants you to last. You can tell what she wants. It comes through her eyes. The dark-haired one speaks. It is hard to hear just what she's saying to her trainee, but you know she is grunting and gasping between rises and falls of her hips. She enjoys your cock. She told you once it feels hotter than ever before in her cool body. She rises all the way till just the tip is inside her, then drops with enough force to slam you into the bed, mixing pleasure with what you know will be bruises later. She is unnaturally light when she wants to be, and slams down so hard. When the tip of you is as deep as it can go, she looks away and the fluffy, cloudy, fading feeling in your thoughts goes away. Now it is replaced by a hot desire. You need to come. She has ridden you past your point of no return. You need to come. You need it bad. As you can see, the woman atop you, with your cock thrusting in and out of her pussy entirely under her own guidance. It cannot come until I allow. I could ride all day. Fortunately, for the mind of our training dummy, I like hot cum inside of me. You are aware of the blonde again. You can tell she is sweating. Her B-cup breasts are stuck to your arm, and her trim body is pushed up tight against you. She's moaning actively and seems to have little strength. I want it, purrs the blonde in your ear. That almost sets you off. Every muscle, every bit of your self-control is creaking. The training inside your head that says you only come when a mistress commands it, and the desire to let the blonde see her friend filled with your seed. It turns out some of your old mind remains. You lock eyes with the blonde, instead of with the dark-haired mistress who is still riding you. Your mouth is hanging open and drool is coming out, but she probably sees your intentions from the way she bites her lips and her eyes half-lid. The blonde grunts a few times and humps your legs harder. You feel her soft, warm, muscular inner thighs and the power in her legs. She even puts her arms around you and scratches your shoulder and back with her short nails. You know it will leave a mark. You grab your mistress's hips and start thrusting. The blonde locks her eyes on the dark-haired woman, who now finds she can't get you to meet her eyes. Even the finger snaps just make you want to look at her instead of making you do it. And you want to fuck her more. To really fuck her. To do something more than the tame, controlled, for-her-pleasure-only orgasms. Your dick screams for release. Your mind babbles and groans out of your mouth, but something deep in your memory has you thrusting. It's hard to get much leverage off the bed, but the slow, leisurely way she's raising and dropping her hips lets you know she intended to come soon. To have you shoot your cum on her command and give the heat she craves at the same moment she orgasmed. But you also remember something else. A small piece of information. This angle is perfect for you to tilt her forward. If she were at full strength, this would do nothing. But she's horny and had her mind on coming orgasm. You tilt the vampire mistress forward so her face is buried against your neck, right where she would normally bite you. This causes her arm and shoulder to push the blonde aside, but the blonde doesn't mind and is watching in fascination. Your dick is now pushed forward and lined up to push on her G-spot perfectly, and her mouth is against your cheek. You start thrusting as fast as you can in this position, with her laying on top of you, her huge boobs between you, her face pushed against your neck where it meets and becomes your shoulder. You feel a sharp pang, a tight, biting sensation that floods you with laziness. But you can focus just enough to keep thrusting even with her fangs in your neck. Your blood flows stronger, you feel exhilarated. Parts of you long programmed cause you to come instantly when she bites you, when she tastes your blood and carefully controls the flow using her two sharp incisors and her tongue. But the secret is, this particular vampire always comes when she bites you too. That's why she made it so you did, so it would seem fair. You come in her, coming cock, shooting jets of hot seed. The temperature difference makes her scream, even through a mouthful of your lifeblood flowing into her mouth. Inside of her pussy, muscular contractions move your cock as deep as it goes, and you can no longer thrust. The muscles are too strong and hold you in place firmly. That's fine. It'd feel too good if you spread those walls and had to move at the same time. Orgasm. Blissful release. Coupled with the programmed pleasure of being bitten. You moan. She moans. The blonde lets out some animal sound and you hear her scrabbling her short fingernails against the lock of her chastity belt. Then see her pinching her nipples with the other hand and extending her tongue into the air. The dark-haired one hasn't said anything about your small rebellion, but she has stopped drinking. You feel the flood of juices. She's coming, coming. So long and you're trapped inside. Your cock emptying out has nothing to do with her long, drawn-out convulsions. And when the head of your dick is burning with pleasure and oversensitivity, her internal walls are still squirting pussy juices out from the tightness and soaking your thighs and sticking the two of you together. She's convulsing. Her orgasm pulls your cock taut. Then the momentary relaxation. The counter move of her muscles releases it entirely. Tight, relaxed, tight, relaxed. You convulse along with her because when her muscles get too tight, they stop your cum in its tracks, making you feel backed up inside your cock. Feel like someone slapped a cock ring on halfway through, except she's not trying to ruin your orgasm. She wants you to have it. Slapping her hips, her pussy is sucking up your cum, pulling it in, and even you can feel how different the merely warm walls inside her pussy and the hot sticky cum you're squirting feel. She must feel it even more, through every nerve ending. every bit of cum in your scrotum, and your testes is pulled out through the tip of your cock by the powerful muscular contractions in the vampire's body, and the way she's sucking on your neck and pulling blood from the hole she made with her fangs is making you shake more. Shiver, actually. Your body in kind of a shock, kind of a tremor. Your orgasm goes on. The whole room sounds like wet rabid sex, and the scent of your shared lust only grows. She's soaking your bed. The blonde is slumped to her knees, and you can see tears in the corners of her eyes and feel a similar response from the dark-haired vampire. Slowly, convulsions die down. Slowly, convulsions die down. Slowly, your cock, which has been kept hard at the end by the cock ring like a ring of muscle at the entrance to the vampire mistress's pussy. Slowly, your cock is spared one more squeeze and allowed to begin softening. But it is still half hard when you wrap your arms around her back and slap into her sensitive pussy a few more times. Friction between the two of you, rubbing her clit where it was out, and inducing a pleasure pain spark that is enough to set off the other significant thing you know about this particular vampire mistress. She has almost no gap between orgasms. Your half-hard cock is clamped on, but it's too soft for even the ring of muscle in her pussy to hold onto it, so it slips out the moment she starts coming. Her arms are around your shoulders, and she has stopped drinking your blood, licking the holes in your neck to close them and keep them from making a mess. She had that much presence of mind before she shut her glowing red eyes tight and started a fresh set of convulsions. The way her tits are shaking and rubbing against you, the way her nipples poke into you, makes you get a little bit hard again. But you have a long time to get hard, because she just keeps going. She was barely holding things together, and with your thick cum inside her, she's extra vulnerable to even the slightest touch or brush of sensation. Coming, wrapped around you, her legs wrapped around you, her arms around your back, pulling the two of you together. Your blood in her mouth and throat, your cum in her pussy, and dripping out along with her juices. So wet, so soaked down below. The bed is soaked. The smell of sex will fill your room even after they change the sheets. And your cock is already hard from knowing that. The blonde is still kneeling, trying to touch her pussy in vain, massaging and manipulating her nipples, sucking at thin air. The dark-haired vampiric mistress grabs your hair, her disheveled, tired body going through aftershocks. She pulls you up a bit and meets your gaze. "Don't ever do that again," she growls. And the words sink hot and deep into your head. You convulse, your hard cock slapping her inner thigh. The gaze always makes you hard. Her expression softens as yours becomes blank and vacant. "Well, unless I tell you to." Your head feels fuzzy and you nod and nod and keep nodding. It feels so good to say yes. To indicate yes. She captures your dick between her thighs while your shoulder twinges and aches. Your thighs show signs of preliminary bruising already. She slides off the bed, standing on wobbly legs, then sits back down. You are still in the aftermath of her gaze, warm and floating. Your dick stands up hard with her juices and your cum slick upon it. "Clean it up," says the dark-haired vampire. She is not speaking to you. She is looking at the blonde. The short-haired blonde looks conflicted, kneeling nude except for her steel chastity belt. But her eyes are unable to look away from your dick sticking up hard and dripping. She crawls over to the bed, past the dark-haired instructor, and the petite blonde woman sucks on the tip of your cock hesitantly. The moment she tastes you and feels your heat in her mouth, She deep throats it to the base in one long slide, sucking with her lips at the base. You feel her throat convulse over and over, your cum and the mistress's pussy juices greedily licked up. She keeps licking, but in your post-orgasmic, barely newly hard state, it is a torment. Your hips try to squirm away. She pushes one hand down and holds you in place. She's strong, even for a vampire. You don't dare move, and have to just grin and bear it as she pushes you down in place and sucks. Sucking your cock so hard, you think your balls are going to start the cum flowing again, but it is too soon for that. She has her cheeks sucked inward, and the obscene smacking tells you she's loving the taste. Her tongue flits and circles around your cock, and saliva drools out to join the juices on your balls and thighs. "Enough. Clean the rest," says the dark-haired one with every sign of pleasure. The blonde whimpers and slides her mouth off your cock, regretfully, slowly, leaving vacuum-tight impressions of her lips on the shaft and in your senses, until your tip pops out from between her pink lips. She licks down the shaft, down onto your balls, sucking each tenderly, hotly. She's moving her butt and thighs pathetically back and forth, licking onto your thighs, not letting one drop of cum or of her superior's juices escape. The dark-haired vampire has one hand between her legs, masturbating to the show of her junior cleaning you off with oral alone. For a long time, the hot, wet mouth keeps you hard, and you're still a bit too far gone to say anything or do anything but giggle and groan. Eventually, the licking ends. The two rise. They both gather their clothes without a word, even to each other. The blonde is stopping every few steps to twitch, and the drool on her cheeks from giving you a blowjob is still there. Shining. Everything the blonde's chest lacked, her ass and legs make up for, muscled and toned. You enjoy watching her walk away, managing to turn your head, then just let your body go limp. The older one gets dressed before leaving the room, which is a turn-on in itself. Yes, they leave the room, and leave you alone with your smarting body, and your hard cock, and too little strength in your arms to do anything but leave it hard, smell sex in the air, and feel the blonde's cooling saliva slowly dry on your cock, balls, and thighs.